Zippity-doo-dah! Here we are on our final day of our 3 weeks of Living Free from the Pain of Divorce speaker series. What amazing beings you are to have the courage to look deep inside yourself, to be willing to pull yourself back up, and to have the courage to consciously create the life of your dreams. We are talking big stuff here. Take a moment to acknowledge yourself. You know, from being willing to sign up for this speaker series, to learning to love yourself again, to begin seeing a greater vision for yourself, to shift your language on how you define your divorce, to trusting that there's greater things in store for you. It is time for celebration. This week's emphasis has been on creating the life that you desire. Yesterday, Sharon Wilson offered an opportunity to become a transformational coach, if you're so called. If you haven't had a chance to listen to the interview, replays are at replays.livingfreefromdivorce.com. If you've been gifted with an opportunity to create the next chapter in your life, even though at this moment it might not feel like it, it's time to let go of what no longer is serving you to allow the space for happiness, love, and abundance that you desire. It's time to create your new life and look at what does that entail? What makes you happy? What feels fun and alive? What do you want to be a contribution? Just play with yourself. Take time to ponder. Open up to all the possibilities before you. This is time for healing and emerging stronger. Live in gratitude. This series has offered you many resources and tools to support you. Find what feels right and run with it. Trust the process. Remember to ask for what you want. Stay open and live with the expectancy of great things coming to you. Today, you have a fun and invigorating speaker, Jenith Blackert, known as the Conscious Change Agent, talking about money, meaning, and you. Before I introduce you to her, let's connect with our centering exercise. Close your eyes and take a deep, deep breath down in your belly. Feel your breath just going in and out. And take a moment to see where you were as you began this series. How were you feeling? What were you thinking? And think about today and how are you feeling? Where's your focus? Can you feel any shifts? Can you feel anything opening up for you? Are you able to let go of any of the things holding you down? Just breathe into that. Take a moment and really honor yourself. Feel how good that feels. And come back to the call. As many of you know, going through divorce can bring great trepidation when it comes to your money and wondering how you're going to survive. Jenith will be helping us look at ways of receiving greater wealth and relationships. I'm so excited to introduce Jenith to you because I've become a Jenith junkie. Her work is absolutely amazing. Jenith playfully invites people around the globe to open to greater energy, oneness, and expanded possibility. With a background in corporate blended with her unique approach to change, Jenith has the ability to profoundly deepen her clients' lives. Jenith, the author of several books, Seven Dragons and a Guide to Limitless Mind, and she has her upcoming transformational chick lit novel, Falling in Stilettos, due out September 2013. Jenith has also been invited contributing author to several books, including How the Fierce Handle Fear with Donald Trump and Jack Canfield, and Business Bushido with Stephen Covey. Jenith runs a seven-figure conscious-based company with multiple programs, products, and events, including the Naked 2O, an online How to Change, Communicate, and Connect to Your Infinite Body for Joy Within, Origins, her three-day live event designed to integrate our conscious bodies with our infinite beings as oneness, Her new wealth experience, a global change movement inspiring over 65,000 people to raise their conscious awareness and change. Jenis has also been on well-known television and radio shows worldwide, including Martha Stewart Radio, NPR, Fox News, and hundreds of radio acronyms around the nation. I told you you were in for a treat today. So, Jenis, welcome. Thanks so much for being here with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. It's an honor to be here to talk about this topic.
So, Jenis, what your story to why you became this change agent is quite profound. Will you please share with the listeners why you focus your efforts on consciousness and energetic systems of change?
Yeah, absolutely. I left corporate in 2005, and I became a nutritionist. And in working with nutrition and food and telling people what to eat, what I was finding was they constantly would not do what I told them to do and go back to their old habits and their old behaviors and then get frustrated that nothing was working. And I got interested in that, and I started to look at it, and I thought, well, there's a lot of tools out there to change our thoughts, feelings, and emotions, but what else really creates change dynamically? And I started to research. I interviewed 275 quote-unquote thought leaders or energy healers. And in doing so, I really started to uncover the tools that are absolutely transformational, that literally suck out the subconscious thoughts, suck out the negative chatter, suck out the mental chatter, so that we can really truly be us and ourselves without all these constructs, so to speak, in this reality. So my work today as a change agent really focuses on the person and working deep from within the person to change the energy around why they are choosing to do certain things. And by doing that, change happens on the outside as well.
So can you explain kind of specifically about how you make that change with the energy?
Yeah, there's lots of different ways. Depending on what we are focusing on, we can start with the body. It's one of the, you know, the body is like the best friend. And how in my work we look at the body is we look at it as we're an infinite being. And we are connected to this body of ours, this conscious communicator. And our body is consciousness. So it's just like the closest thing for us to communicate with. So some of the work that I really focus on is really connecting deeply with the body and looking at some of the energetics that are going on as far as the emotional plane. We also do some work as far as the physical plane as well. So within the emotional plane, if you have, since we are focusing on money, a worry about money, we would focus on it from deep within our body. And maybe it feels like an annoying flutter in the throat or behind the heart. And we can come into those spaces where we feel worry, which is in some way in the real world speak, you know, it's a series of hormones that are keeping us going in some way. So cortisol is one of the fantastic hormones that we deal with stress. So when a worry comes in, cortisol hormones affect other hormones in the body and dynamically feel like worry in the body. And so what we want to do in my practice is we want to short circuit it. We don't want worry to come up at all. And in that way, those different hormones that are causing us, quote unquote, disease is not there. So when I work with an individual, or a group of individuals that have this constant state of worry about money, I start to ask questions about that. You know, where are you noticing that in your body? How do you know that you're worried? And we dynamically look at, okay, well, I noticed this about it, and I noticed this about it, and I'll ask them questions if they notice it beyond the body. Ask them what they notice are the thoughts going on in their head. And then once we get a really good read on all those different observations, which are simply observations, well, then we use questions to clear and take them out of that energetic state. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. What I love about your work is you go deep, you know, just like what you're talking about, you know, looking at all of the things. And you also spend a lot of time in question. You know, you're always saying everything's a question, and that's just what you were saying. Well, Janice, as I mentioned kind of in the introduction, you know, people going through divorce, you know, have a lot of those worries, just like what you're, you know, talking about. So talk about the ideas about the power of your relationship with money and, you know, this work, you know, as far as shifting the energy so that they could think about prosperity or abundance.
Yeah, absolutely. So with relationship and money, see, the interesting thing, you know, when money came into this world, it was basically the situation where, you know, my horse needed shoes and you had apples and we needed apples to eat. So we would trade, you know, horseshoes for, you know, 3 bushels of apples. And then we decided that that took a lot of negotiation and a lot of time. So they shortcutted it and they made this paper currency called money. And then, you know, I know this isn't rocket science, but sometimes we forget that that is what money is and how it works in our in this reality. So, there, you know, money is totally physical and totally man-made. It's, you know, and it is, in fact, a limitation. So it really interests me when people come and they start talking about, you know, how money is this divine currency, and you must not be able to receive. I mean, that could be a piece of it. And because you're not able to receive, you don't have any money. And they've come to that conclusion, and it's just hogwash, for the lack of a better word. So I'm going to show you guys a little clearing now. So everywhere where you've come to the conclusion that money's not flowing in your life, and hence you're unwilling to receive it, and everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate all those energies now, please?
Yes.
And then take a breath. Right, really allowing it to integrate into your system. And, I mean, we process beyond process beyond process. And, you know, in some ways it really works into our relationship of money. So from here, you know, we understand, okay, money is this tool, so to speak, right? It was put on this planet to make things simpler. And instead of using it as a tool, we use it as everything but a tool. We allow it to create meaning about ourselves. We allow it to be a hateful relationship where money just doesn't want to be around. And we allow it to really rule our lives in a lot of ways. We do things just to get money in some ways instead of really moving and creating in this reality from what might really bring you joy and what might really be on path for you. So when we talk about relationship and money, you know, money is simply as a husband would be. And if you're mean to it all the time and you abuse it all the time, well, then it doesn't really like to hang out with you as much. And that happens dynamically on a lot of energetic levels. I know, like, dorky as that sounds, it money likes to be loved and received and respected, and all of those are cool words, but really what we're looking at is the energetics of how you are with money and how you really be with money, almost in oneness instead of in a relationship of money. So I know that sounds good. I know there's a heck of a lot of stuff right there. So everywhere where that got your head turning way too much and you're a little confused now, and everything that is, you destroy and uncreate all those energies.
Yes.
And take a breath. Okay, so let's look at what is your relationship as money. You know, if you take out a piece of paper and you start writing down your relationship with money and where you're really willing to go out and create it, what are you coming up with? Is that relationship one that is, you know, loving and ready to receive, or is that relationship one where you are fighting and pushing and trying to get instead of really being willing to create from a deep place within you and receive? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So, Dottie, do you want to go down a path around money for an example for everyone? Or do
Absolutely.
You want to just keep going? Yeah. Cause
no. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Great.
I mean, I think that's a good example. I mean, I think that's what that takes when you go down that path.
Right, right. Because there's so many different ways that we can run around circles with this. You know, we can also look at some of the more expanded energies and how by cutting off some of those energies that don't have anything to do with receiving, then you also cut off the flow of money. And so there's this, I mean, this is just huge, a huge bucket we can go down. Let's clear something first. So
okay.
What invention and artificial intensity of money and what it means to you are you using to lock up and limit your money flows? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate now, please?
Yes.
And take a breath. Yeah. So what invention and artificial intensity of money and what it means to you are you using to lock up and limit your capacity to receive, know, and be you? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Thank you. And take a breath. And what judgments do you have about you in regards to money that are limiting you from really truly expressing all that you are? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will you destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
And take a breath. So what judgments do you have about you and your relationship with money, and that's locking up and limiting the flow of money and everything that is you destroying and create?
Yes.
Cool. And take a breath. Oh, and by the way, I just need to add this in there. These clearings are, you know, from work that I've done with a company called Access Consciousness in a lot of ways. I mean, they're kind of articulated in the same way. So I like to give them credit where credit is due. So just FYI on that. I just thought I'd put that in there. So,
yeah.
Dottie, where do you want to go?
Well, you know, you talked about money plus meaning plus you. I think that's important because as, you know, going through the divorce, you know, we made that mean a lot of things and probably some of the carryover with this whole money, meaning, and you. And so I think going that direction can be really powerful for them as they're trying to recreate their lives and have more abundance and prosperity in all ways.
Yeah. Okay. Absolutely. That's great. So what meaning do you have about you as far as the divorce that's locking up your money flows and everything that is times a gazillion we destroy and then create?
Yes.
Go on, take a breath. What, yeah, let's run that again. What meaning did you, what meaning did you make about you in regards to the divorce and it's locking up your money flows and everything that is times a gazillion we destroy and then create?
Yes.
And take a breath. What judgments do you have about you as far as the divorce goes that's locking up your money flows? And everything that is times a gazillion we destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Thank you. Take a breath. Oh, boy. What meaning and judgments do you have about you in regards to the divorce that's locking up your money flows? And everything that is times a gazillion we destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Thank you. And take a breath. Yeah. One of the things that I talk about in general is about comfort zone. And whenever there's a change, there's this huge land of uncomfortableness. And, you know, we're so happy being comfortable that we avoid it on every turn when we get uncomfortable. So when, you know, you have a divorce and you're trying to, like, re-find your feet and your ground, what happens is you have to really get present with what is and what is about you. And you make all these stories up so that you have brand new reference points. So all the stories and the reference points you're using to really find you, everything that is times a gazillion we destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Thank you. And take a breath. Yeah. So what if you could totally be you? Without these judgments, without these limitations, without these reference points. And with that, you could recreate with greater ease instead of locking up and limiting your body and your money flows around that. Anything that doesn't allow that, will you destroy and then create?
Yes.
Thank you, and take a breath. Yeah. So what fears do you have about money and everything that is, are you willing to destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a breath. And what value have you put on money and everything that is, will you destroy and uncreate?
Yes.
Thank you. Take a breath. So for those of you that are like, but money is valuable, well, anytime that we put value on anything in this reality, it creates attachment. And I play in this land of oneness where there is no attachment with anything. And when you play in this land of oneness, you find a whole lot of things that you've made significant and important. And because you've made them significant and important and valuable, then it limits you. Like, you can still have the essence of adornment or an essence of what seems like it would be significance without making something significant. Because significance is not present. So everywhere where you're making things significant about the divorce, about money, about maybe children involved, and everything that is times a gazillion, we destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Thank you. Take a breath.
So, Dennis, I have a question about that,
sure.
that point, uh-huh. because I think that there's a lot of attachment around that in regards to also, you know, the statistics on women really losing quite a bit of their financial resources going through divorce is really high. And so if people are in, like you had mentioned earlier, the fear and, you know, the attachment to their, you know, am I going to have some money coming in? Am I going to be able to pay the rent and for the kids and all those kinds of things? So how do you help release some of those things for our listeners?
Yeah, what a great question. Well, it's simply about, it still comes right back down to presence and being in the question. So instead of getting twisted and being like, oh, my God, I have to, you look at it and you say, okay, what question can I ask today that will change this? And it may simply start with something like that. What awareness am I refusing about the money possibilities I could be choosing? And everything that is, times a gazillion, we destroy and then create. And take a breath. Yeah, it's about starting to be real with yourself and really be with it instead of getting into this worry and this anxiousness, because those energies aren't doing anything, because there is no, we only have right now. So if you're experiencing worry in the now moment, then all that is doing is creating other hormones that don't need to be going on in your body. So, and instead, you're getting all these hormones in your body and blah, 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 and anxious about blah, 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 when really you could be fueling all that energy just towards asking the question about what you could choose next, and opening the door to greater possibility. Does that make sense?
Yes. Are there stages that you take people through, you know, depending upon where they are on the fear, or do you, you know, because I know you were talking about how you shortchange the process.
Yeah, well, it depends on the person. It depends how fast they're willing to go there. So, you know, the energetics of fear often show up as excitement. So in some way, they may be experiencing excitement about the change that is occurring. And you can look at that. In other ways, they may be like, but, which is the whole but limitation, you know, but blah, blah, blah story. Well, the story is all in the past, and you know, yeah, but don't really, you know, that's just a way to keep you limited. So I really take the person from, okay, you know, here we are. Okay, got this, kind of got the story. I get the energy of the story for sure. And today, let's choose something different. What can we choose today that'll create this change right away? And then sometimes they'll even have them bring out a piece of paper and we'll just go through everything that comes up. And then we'll be like, okay, anything that doesn't allow you to take the steps to create this change and everything that is, we destroy and then create. Take your breath.
Yes.
Yeah. To keep the energy flowing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty powerful, because it is much more, like you said, in the present rather than keeping the story going. And I know in the different sessions I've been, I really like the way you say that story, let's move on, to help people move into their greater possibilities. But it is
well,
true, you know. Yeah.
And
everything, so you
keep
the
story is limiting, right. Well, and then, you know, and then that goes all the way to well, great, you know, I have this limiting story that I keep living on and recreating, you know, and I'm totally stuck. I mean, that's, you know, people will basically just come out and be like, but this is my story. And I'm like, great, do you see possibility that you don't have to live by that story anymore? And then they'll be like, but I only have like $200 in my bank account or, you know, something silly. Actually, I work with, you know, people that, you know, have plenty of money, but it's like been put away in an IRA or something like that. And then they'll, you know, and they feel like they're not allowed to touch it. And I will open the door. I'll be like, hey, so what resources do you have here? Because the universe would not give you an idea if the resources were not available. So let's be with that and let's move forward and let's create some ideas here to create some change. Even, you know, it's kind of interesting, Dottie, because this works on all levels, even people. Like, so, you know, one of my best, what I think is one of my best, I guess, testimonials or gratifications is, you know, this guy was, you know, doing okay in his business. And he just asked, you know, he's like, what are the infinite possibilities here around, you know, creating greater wealth and wealth right away? And next thing I know, he was in creating a contract that brought in $900,000. And I was like,
oh,
damn,
wow.
I wish I could do that for myself. And she said, well, you know, you had me ask the question of where else could I be to connect with more of these higher-end clients that I was desiring. So once I got into that question and got so much into the question, I was even asking the car, where do we want to drive next? To open up the possibilities around money. And he's like, and I just stepped into a really present place and a lot of peace because I trusted the process within me. And so by not just asking the question and taking that one action, but continuing to be in the question, he created that. And I thought that was pretty spectacular. You know, and then I've had other people, yeah, that are, you know, interested. Yeah, really cool. I have this other lady who was looking for a job, and, you know, she's like, there are just no jobs. And I was like, okay, that's a conclusion. And everything that is, we destroy and then create. And I said, take the breath. Now, what if there were jobs? And what if there was all these jobs waiting for you? And then in 2 weeks, she found a job, and she said, yeah, I just simply kept being like, no, there's jobs, and there's the perfect job for me. There's jobs, and there's the perfect job for me. So she kind of started an affirmation around it, and I was like, yeah, it's funny how the universe works like that, isn't it? And and once you get into the space of real presence and question, you can change almost anything. You can change, you know, your headache, right? If you have a headache, oftentimes you can notice something about it and see something about it, and it'll let go of you. I mean, you're not really creating the change, but it's like, oh, the awareness has been noticed now, so I will leave. I have no other, you know, reason to be here. And it's like, it goes away. It's just, you know, and I think that I've worked with so many thousands of people that I'm like, okay, I got it. I get it. I so get it. And how awesome is that to have, you know, this way to be in the world that can really always open up the door to greater possibilities and greater ease and peace within oneself. So, stories could go on and on and on, especially the ones around money, because people get so excited, you know, when something changes. Yeah. And then they'll thank me, and I'll be like, no, you created the change. You know, I just facilitated the questions. And that gives them a sense of power beyond a lot of other, you know, empowering things, right? You know, it's like, yeah, they're like, yeah, I created that. How exciting is that? How lucky am I? So,
Dennis, could you kind of give a few questions, like for some of our listeners that might be really stuck in this, limiting beliefs about money, kind of a couple questions that could help pull them out that you would go through with like a client so that they see how they can do it themselves and really start moving the energy?
Yeah, well, I think number one is, what story do I have about this? And everything, that story is, will I destroy and uncreate now? Okay. Then what stories do I have about myself? And everything that is, times a gazillion, will I destroy and uncreate? So, because they may be a mom that the story is, but I'm just a mom.
Right.
And which is incredibly limited. So great, you know, what are the infinite possibilities that you could do leveraging that skill set of nurturing and caring and kindness and all those elements that you receive from being a mom, right? You know, who else can you be a mom to? You know, starting with questions like that. So it's starting with stories and then judgments. You know, what judgments do you have about you in regards to money, in regards to moving forward, in regards to generating greater income, and everything that is, destroy and then create all those. You know, when there is no judgment, I mean, even discernment in some way is judgment. Well, I don't like doing this, I like doing that. In some way, yeah, you've got to follow your heart's desire, but a lot of the discernment is limiting as well. And so, you know, the rabbit hole is huge. That's why I created a 28-day immersion because there's so many places to go around money and, you know, the relationship within money. And, you know, the objective is to really look at, well, you know, how can I be with money and be in oneness with money? And how can I make it mean absolutely nothing about me? And how can I simply receive it with ease and use it as a tool when necessary? Because there's all the other habits that people go down to. They use money to shop and comfort themselves. And you really have to look at, well, what are the habits around that? And, what they're choosing around spending that are they're doing that for emotional reasons. You know, drinking is an extra expenditure, for example, or smoking. And they're choosing those for other reasons. So the rabbit hole around one person's finances can be very different on many, many different levels. And it all comes down to, well, it's way beyond the relationship of money. It all comes down to them, you know, who you are and how you be with it all. And I think that's one of the reasons I really love talking about it, is because it is one of those areas where we can really get clear on ourselves so that we trust ourselves, so that we know that we know, and we can really be in that knowing of ourselves instead of, you know, I have to do this, or I've always done that, and because I've always done that, this, that, and the other. And I love it because it's so incredible. You know, there's so many juicy parts to being with money and really, truly being that oneness that we already are, but we're pretending we don't know. So everywhere where you are pretending to have some sort of relationship that's working, let's just keep it with that, and it's not,
and everything that is that you destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Take a breath. Because if you can be in relationship with anybody and allow them to be them and you to be you, then it opens up a whole other world. Yeah, a whole other world. You know, and one of the pieces within my work is you really being any energy. And meaning, if you choose to be a jerk, you can choose to be a jerk. You don't have to be happy and positive and blah, blah, blah all the time. But what you do have to do is be you. So if you want to be angry, great, be angry. But choose it instead of doing it out of reaction and resistance. Really choose it. Okay, great. Or you can even do anger to get a reaction out of someone else. Or you can do anger to get an action out of someone else. So everywhere where you're resisting and reacting to people, instead of simply being with yourself and your emotions around them, we destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Thank you. Take a breath. Yeah, and the dynamics of this really go to, you know, you being you and you being able to be whatever you desire to be in any moment that you desire to be it, which is quite kind of a dynamic concept. You know, it's quite profound when you really get down to it. So something can make you mad, but you don't have to react to it. And then you can choose to be mad instead of just responding and reacting. And when you do that, you know, again, you know, when something happens and your hormones get charged, you know, it floods your body with all kinds of crap. So it also, you know, dynamically helps your health when you don't go into resistance and reaction. And in some ways, you know, the alignment and the agreement with things can be just as bad because, you know, those of us, I include myself in this bucket, I find myself often to be a pleaser of others or just aligning just to align without really choosing to align or choosing to respond in a different way. And I just go into simply, okay, yeah, if you say it is that, to please them instead of really making, you know, really knowing what I choose for me. And, you know, a lot of us women love to do quirky things like that. So, you know, in some way that can cause just as much disease by, you know, just aligning with everyone and pleasing, right? People pleaser people. Everywhere where you've been a people pleaser people, will you destroy and uncreate all those?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Take a breath. Yeah. Yeah.
So well, let's kind of explain to, sorry, kind of explain well, to our listeners about what you mean about, like, what happens to that when we choose that and the energies that happen about, you know, the entanglement and all those kinds of things, because maybe they don't understand.
Thank you. Yeah. Well, a lot of these are dynamic concepts that, you know, and the list goes on and on and on. So with that, I mean, the reason that I really bring it up is, you know, when we are always in defense, when we are always in defense, you know, oftentimes we're just looking for things that will trigger us. And then we respond. Maybe it's not responding verbally, but it could be responding in comfort food, could be responding in, you know, alcohol, could be responding in hiding or sleeping, you know, and going away. It could be responding by watching TV. I mean, we respond in all kinds of ways. So whenever you aren't totally from all of you in choice of any of that,
then it, your life doesn't get created as you choose it. And it also causes the body not to be in the greatest ease because there's these emotional things going on in the vigilant system. You know, one of the reasons that, you know, monks meditate so much is so we go out of the vigilant system, we get out of the head, and we get really into the body. So, you know, a lot of this work, what I found is it takes us out of the vigilant system where we're constantly defending for or against something and really into the body. When you step into the body and you create from the body, then things create of your true choice. So all this work, it comes down to choice. And so you said the entanglements of others. Well, the fun joy of that then goes to, you know, oftentimes the reason you're in defense and resistance reactions because you're validating other people's realities. And you always have, just from a small child because you saw your parents do it. So how much of you being you are validations of others? And everything that is, times a gazillion, they destroy and then create.
Yes.
And thank you. Take a breath. Yeah. Well, and then there's the whole dynamic that, because we've gone this far, we might as well go into, where others have energies going on, such as fear or sadness. And we're so quantumly entangled and we entrain to what other energies are happening in others that we just think we're sad. And then we respond on being sad. And we make reasons and stories in our head about being sad, which are just totally false. It's like, I'm a little depressed today. Must be because I didn't lose any weight this week, you know, something like really totally random. And it'd be like, then you go down the wrong rabbit hole where really you're sad just because your neighbor is sad and your body went out to try to change it for your neighbor and instead you're both sad now. So everywhere where you're entraining to other people's energies and everything that is, you destroy and uncreate.
Yes.
Thank you. Take a breath. Yeah. I mean, this, so, and everywhere where you think that I've just totally fallen off the cliff and gone insane, everything that is, you destroy and then create.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I
sound crazy to some because this is a very different concept. And people are like, what do you mean that I'm, you know, doing that? What do you mean I go out and heal other people's bodies?
Simply that, yeah. I mean, that you're doing that. So when you're boogieing along and suddenly there's an overwhelm of sadness that comes over you, you know now that it may not be yours. It may be somewhere where you're just feeling someone else's energy. And what you can do is just say, thank you for the information. I choose not to have it and return to sender with consciousness attached. Bye-bye.
Cool stuff.
Yeah.
I love it because it's such a great awareness of the whole connection of, you know, all of us, kind of like what you're talking about, that you love to play in the oneness and everything. Well, Jenith, you know, I know people are always asking you about, you know, how to create wealth because of all you've created in your life. You know, you teach a number of courses around money, the 69 income streams, that seven-figure business, you know, playbook, your sexy money. And you mentioned earlier about the 28 days money vibe that you have, and that's what you're willing to offer to our listeners. I'm wondering, let me remind the listeners that they can press star 2 to ask questions, and then anyone on the webcast can fill in the box and ask some questions of Jenith while we take a moment, because I know anyway, if you'll ask your questions, then Jenith will be able to answer those while Jenith is sharing with us about the offering that she has with us. And if you want to follow her, you can go to Jenneth, and that's JENETH.livingfreefromdivorce.com, so that you can get a picture of what Jenneth's saying about sharing this Money Vibe program with us. So, Jenneth, will you share that?
Yeah, yeah. So what is the link, Jenneth?
Livingfreefromdivorce.com.
Okay, cool. All right, so... Yeah, this is one of my most exciting programs I've ever done. I've never done a live program for $97. And we got this idea that, you know, there are people that are like, you know, I really like Naked, but I don't really want to hang around for 6 weeks kind of thing. Can you just give me the processing and the audio interview? And I was like, yeah, you know, but we need something a little more dynamic than that. So what I've put together, and this is around money, not around body. I'll probably do one about body at some time too. So some of the interesting things with money is, you know, you also have to, there's a vibration around wealth. You know, so I wanted to bring in a product that really got you in the vibration of wealth, where you could entrain to a morphic field like Donald Trump's instead of a morphic field like your grandmother that was, you know, poor and on the streets. And so I've created a 28-day program that really brings you into the basic principles around the vibrations around money. And then I bring in the principles like the clearings in four different classes where we come together and you can specifically talk with me about your money stuff, and in a group setting, I'll just go ahead and clear your energy around it. So it's a 28-day, you receive an email every day. You also receive four calls with me, and we start the beginning of the June. We're starting... or July. It starts July 1st, and you can get started right away because we're giving away the first three classes of Sexy Money, so you don't have to wait. As soon as you order, you can go ahead and download the Sexy Money classes so that you can start changing some of this and for some of this energies around you right now. So some of the Sexy Money goes into even some of the distractor energies and the secret agendas that we have around money. And so you get some of that cleared even before we start in July. But it's 28 days. You get something from me every single day for 28 days that really, you know, teaches you these very different energetic processes and way to be with money. And then we get on the call once a week for 4 weeks, and we'll just clear the energies, maybe for you, maybe for others, and it'll be really light, really easy class. It's $97, and you can get started right away. And then I'll also send you an invitation if you desire to join our regular monthly, you know, conversation. We have two classes every single month. One is a energetic meditation, and one is a, you know, just a Q&A call, similar to the money class, but we talk about anything from happiness to oneness and thriving, and it's called HOT, and it is a monthly program for $37. So if you want to join that, you're absolutely welcome to join us as well. I'm also sending you guys a few bonuses. So if you join early, I'm just trickling in bonuses during June, just randomly sending you guys stuff so that you will take early action instead of later. So that's what it looks like. And we'd love to have, you know, you guys to be part of it. Absolutely.
Wow. That's how fabulous.
Yeah.
Well, and to have something every single day to keep reminding you, and, you know, as we kind of talked at the beginning, although I feel much lighter about the money issue, but when you're stuck, it's just wonderful to keep having that reminder, because it is so easy to go back to the story rather than keep moving you forward. So what a great opportunity to be able to have that continuous reminder and then the live calls. And I can speak to the listeners. I do the hot calls, and it's just an expansion for you to keep you moving, you know, in a space where you want to be, whatever that is for you, and clearing. And, you know, it helps you just clear away things that come up just doing life. So anyway, thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, great.
That's a wonderful program.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, Dottie. And can I just to interject one more time around it? I think, you know, for me, there was no better way to change anything but then to immerse in it. And with these clearings, you've got to just, if it draws you, choose it, because it just, you know, keeps changing things. And I've never been able to grow so rapidly as doing this ongoing processing. So the calls you join in, we'd love to have you guys.
Yeah. Well, I see we have one call right now from a listener that says, you mentioned to change your thinking. How do you feel about asking others for help or scholarships? When doing that, you need to focus on not having it, but hopefully it'll bring you money. It will bring money to you.
So in other words, when you don't have the money, you ask for a scholarship, is that the question?
Yeah, it's just how do you feel about asking others for help or scholarships? Because when you that, you know, you're focusing on not having it, but hopefully it'll bring you money.
Well, you're not focusing on not having it. So the way that it works in my work is, there's some people that just like always go out and try to get things for free, you know, and then they've come to the conclusion that they don't have any money, and so they keep doing it. So in my work, it starts with the question. So in other words, when you're inspired, when you think that there's really something there for you to change your life and change your situation, well, then you ask for a scholarship. When it feels light, and we didn't even actually start with that in the conversation, but when it feels light, like I so, so, so desire this because I know it'll change my world, I think I'll ask for a scholarship. Those are cases where you choose it. You know, if you're just choosing it because you think, well, I'm always going to be broke, so I'm always going to be broke, and because I'm always going to be broke, then I might as well just ask, or I'll never get anything anyway. And you've come to a conclusion like that. Well, that's where something dynamically needs to change. And that change happens when you start asking a question around that. So I don't know which space that you're in, but if you are in that sort of conclusion, then everything that conclusion is, we destroy and then create.
Yeah.
Thank you. And, you know, I do scholarships for my upper level program because I still require them to pay something, but I get that there are, you know, situations where if somebody learns this, then it really can change their life. So, you know, so then I'll help them out and then, you know, they'll still be in my world. So I think that there's nothing wrong with that, but I think you really need to look at the energy of it, and does it feel light to choose it? And if it does, then go for it. And if it doesn't, then don't go for it, because that means that you're trying to figure something out in your head instead of really moving from the energy of it. Yeah.
Wow, great delineation there. Well, I know we are on, it's time. So, Jenith, are there any summary thoughts or final thoughts that you'd like to leave our listeners with? And then I ask each of the speakers to share action steps so that our, you know, listeners really take some action towards something?
The action step is to stay in the question and stay in the question and stay in the question instead of coming to these definitive statements and these definitive conclusions and especially definitive judgment. So, you know, if something feels ill at ease, ask a question about it. Start with a what question, like, what is this? You know, what is this? And just simply go from that space. You can also start with whose is this, which is another really good question. So might be an energy that you entrain to from your mother or your father. And time to say goodbye to those energies as well.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Well, thank you for helping free, you know, many of us from the fears around money and for the inspiration to see money as energy and how we really can align with it. So thank you very much for being here, and sure appreciate your time and your energy that you've committed to our Living Free from Divorce series.
Yay.
Thank you.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And
thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And remember, listeners, you can listen to Jenna's interview for 48 hours for free at replays.livingfreefromdivorce.com. So thank you very much, Jenna.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Amazing. This is our last day of Living Free from Divorce speaker series. I feel so honored that you were part of our series. And I hope you take advantage of the resources and tools these speakers shared. It will make a difference in your life. I know how hard the healing can be and how turned upside down your life can be, but it's been my intention to show you ways you can open up to new possibilities for your life. Remember, these offerings are at bonus.livingfreefromdivorce.com. It's my hope that you can feel or see the possibilities of more love, joy, and abundance for your life. We do, and we'll hold that space for you. Thank you for having the courage to take this step forward in your life. And our closing affirmation is, we are what we pretend to be, so we must be careful what we pretend to be, and that's Kurt Vonnegut. Thank you so much. I appreciate your dedication. I appreciate your commitment to yourself. And I totally wish you the best and know that it will happen for you. Thank you so much.